Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Monday broadcast. Thank you for coming by for a few moments to kickstart our week together. I had a busy weekend, missed our Sunday night broadcast. I was on the road coming home, but glad to be with you this morning. Today is a declaration of victory. So when we declare victory, that happens sometimes before we sign the surrender, you know, and receive the sword from the enemy, because declaration and then the ongoing contest to bring victory often is two different things. You'll remember in the Revolutionary War, 1776 was our Declaration of Independence. That's what we celebrate. But really, it was 1781 until it's along the coast of Carolina. I was going to say Yorktown, but that's the wrong spot. But the commander's name was York from England. He surrendered to George Washington. And that was 1781. So between 96 and 81, get my numbers. It's early in the morning for math, so help me out there. So we're declaring victory, but let me talk about some of the victory that I'm hearing about. And let me also remind you that the reports are going to be muffled because we have some reporters, news broadcasts, all kinds of people trying to muffle the voice that we have, people that are even on the internet being muffled and being stopped. So things are going on. God's doing miracles. There's action happening in every level of our nation that we don't know about. So let's speak victory and hear victory. And when I heard this title in my spirit, I hear the sound of the marching army of the angels. Of course, that's the reference to David in his reference to the God. God was speaking to him. He said, when you hear the sound of the marching army in the tops of the mulberry trees, that's a signal that victory is yours, and go to war. Go charge in there and finish it. Well, what kind of sounds are you hearing? What are you listening to? What kind of voices are you believing? Oh my, so many choices. So many choices. I really believe our modern communication is probably more of a curse than a blessing. Let's put it that way. Too many voices, too many reports. And now with the internet, anybody can go on there and say anything they want. And if somebody hears it on the internet, it's like, well, that must be true. It's on the internet. Be careful what you listen to. There's a series, a network of people that are going on and looking pretty, you know, pretty professional. But they're coming up with some of the wildest fantasies, talking about nation and talking about trials and people being hung and put to death, and some of our leaders and actors, being hung and killed. Oh my, Paul said, don't be caught up in endless genealogies that minister questions rather than godliness. So let's listen to the sound of victory. One of the, probably the main key for following and being a follower of Christ is listening to his voice. To hear the voice of the Lord is the key to be a born-again Christian and a follower of Christ. In John, book of John, it says, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. Now, what did that mean? They didn't drive their sheep like cattle. They led them with their voice. And the sheep knew the sound of the shepherd's voice. So when he would say, okay, let's go home or let's go out to the field, they would line up and follow him in a little group and a trail of some sort because they knew his voice. And Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and another they will not follow. So hearing then is so important. The scripture that talks about faith cometh by hearing, that's the word rhema, not logos. So we need to understand the difference between the two. I'm sorry, I think I got it flipped. That's logos, not rhema. Now, that's not just the Bible. You can't just read the Bible and get faith. If that was true, the professors that are teaching it in the universities as a history book, they're not getting faith. They're teaching anti-God stuff and bringing doubt. So the word in that scripture means the voice of God, not just the words of God. When you read the Bible, you're looking at paper and ink. You've got to hear the voice of the Lord in your heart. The Bible says you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. So faith is built by listening and hearing the voice of God. All right. Well, we may go into that this week. God's been poking me with that thought, and I want to talk about hearing the voice of God. There's the commandments and the conditions of knowing the Lord and having faith and having victory is hearing his voice. Jesus said often, he that hath ears, let him hear. Well, everybody had the, ear on each side perhaps, but it's the ear or the hearing heart. So we need to practice, learn, and understand how to hear with our heart. The first commandments, the first covenants. Deuteronomy is one of our favorite quotations, that if we would believe the word, believe his words. So it's not just writing something down and reading it, it's hearing it with our heart. So I encourage you, ask the Lord that he would give you hearing ears to listen to the sound of victory. You look at the news reports, you look at the, listen to your neighbor, listen, even listen to some Christian speakers. They can speak doubt and fear. Some of the speakers on the internet are already talking about this is the signs of the time and Jesus is coming any moment and, the mark of the beast and all those fantasies that the church has been sidelined with for 150 years or more. Spend all their time living in the future. One of the things, there's one thing, I'll talk about several of them this week, but one of the aspects of the sound of the voice of the Lord is that it's in this present time. The voice of the Lord is like manna. It won't stay in your bowl in a rot. You can't save it. You can't just get a word and then, you can it somewhere and put it in a container. The voice of the Lord is not in the past or the future. It's in the present. And he talks about the word of God is like bread. It's not just the Bible. You don't just read the Bible as the word of God. The Bible speaks to you through the Holy Spirit. I'm not doing away with the Bible, please. I love the Bible. I love reading it. But if I don't hear God speaking to me out of the Bible, it becomes a poetry book, a history book, a book about great men of history. God has to speak out of that. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. And that's where faith is stimulated by knowing that God speaks to us today. So I encourage you for this week, let's tune in our hearing ear and let's listen to victory. For I hear the sound of victory, the marching feet of the angels of the Lord that he has sent to not just rescue us, but go with us into battle, stand with us and undergird us And like Jesus, they ministered to Jesus in strengthening him after his wilderness experience. That's something. Angels of the Lord. So be encouraged. I'm listening this week to Mario Murillo talk about going into New York with his tent, and already the stir of anointing and the revival spirit and the churches that are coming together and the souls that are already claimed. They've already claimed. He's been in Central Valley of California for months, Sacramento and Fresno and Bakersfield, and the people just mass into the tent, fill the tent. Tremendous miracles, deliverances. God's doing miracles all over the nation. If you haven't tuned into some of the prophets, Kent Christmas, you need to listen to him on the internet. Hank Kudeman, the Victory Channel, Kenneth Copeland's Victory Channel, Flashpoint is a great, great information center for good news and victory. So listen to the victories, look into the victories, study the victories, and listen to the Lord talk to you every day. Now, when he says it's bread, my word is bread, that means you take it daily. You don't just read the Bible trying to get through it, like I got to read my 10 chapters. Meditate, ruminate, think, be quiet, listen, spend time to settle, and let your heart begin to hear his voice, and he'll speak to you. You'll hear him say, I love you. You'll hear him say, you're going to win. You'll hear him say, I want to heal you. I want to encourage you. I want to provide for you. You'll hear that if you'll settle down, meditate upon him, love him. Prayer is not just volume. Prayer is not just sound. Prayer is face-to-face in the presence of the Lord. So scripture says that we need to be still. Psalms, book of Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. Quiet down this week. If you do, I trust that you will, I know you will, hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. Okay, so we're going to kick in, see something good happen this week. I love you guys. Don't forget, sign up, subscribe, share, comment, those good things. And thank you for your comments back to me. It's very encouraging. Also, if God's nudging you to send us a gift, we receive it in Jesus' name. Until tomorrow morning, God bless you. We love you guys, and we pray for you, and we stand with you in your journey. God bless.